Y'all are listening to Hour 2 of Thought Crime Live for July 29th, 2023 on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I've been talking with Casey Whalen about his work in Northern Idaho, and let me turn it back over to you, sir.
Yeah, well, why don't we just play that video and get that out of the way real quick. The audio there so people can
listen. Yeah, just in case somebody just joined, let me tag that is Thomas Rousseau of this will be Thomas Rousseau speaking of Patriot Front in a response to the recent legal activity up there. Go ahead. Play it, Mr. Producer. Thank you. All right, yeah, it has to load y'all part. Yeah, I hope it's still there. Casey,
legal matters in Idaho,
there we go.
Involving members of our organization, will know that the first of many potential trials has had an unpleasant and disagreeable outcome. While we respect in the utmost the principles of justice and jurisprudence, many circumstances have conspired against us thus far in these cases, so that the truth is set to a lesser advantage than it will be moving forward. We believe firmly that the jury did their best to assess the situation, but such upstanding individuals can only deliberate on information available to them. We are working hard to ensure that a full presentation of the facts relaying our innocence shines through beyond any reasonable doubt and uplifts our peaceful intentions from reasonable conclusion to uncontestable fact. Rest assured, the misdemeanor sentencing for the 5 men affected by last week's trial is light, due, no doubt, to the clarity of our peaceful and professional convictions both in and outside of the courtroom. These men will be home and accounted for in all respects within a very few short days, and their high spirits are undaunted by this latest instance of hardship. The organization's record of taking care of its own, assailed by adversity and slander of the media and political opposition, is unblemished and remains so with these gentlemen, who I am proud to call my brothers. In the year that has followed these charges, our membership has grown substantially, and our works have spread to new corners of the country. We have protested a dozen such pride events without incident or disturbances. We have marched in Indianapolis, Washington, Austin, and Boston. We have helped communities recover from disasters in Florida, Mississippi, Ohio, Arkansas, and Vermont. The opportunities to change minds and lives within our organization have never been more numerous. For many months already, we have implemented everything we have learned from the false, unlawful arrests in Idaho into our standard conduct, and less is left up to the chances of a biased, small-town prosecutor with an axe to grind. This matter is far from totally resolved, and it is likely many who follow our publications will see and hear much more of the future deliberations in Idaho. We maintain our steadfast commitment to protecting and advocating for the right of patriotic Americans to assemble, speak, and inhabit the public space. We understand that our resolve in this present circumstance is not only important for us materially, but as a message to all who wish to uphold patriotic ideals that may be seen as unconventional by the state, that you are not alone and you are not a criminal simply because you are not understood. We live in a time where the legal system has become increasingly opaque, bureaucratic, and susceptible to the warping influence of mass media's grip on public opinion. Even with all these factors arrayed against us, our continued efforts to peacefully and lawfully organize American communities against the collective depredations of the bloated and internationalist government and its sycophants, the challenges and injuries we face are nothing compared to those of our brave American forefathers who laid out the vision for a national republic which we must resuscitate and conquered a continent. The number of peaceful, virtuous, and idealistic instances of our work within this land we call home will continue to grow by the hundreds and the thousands more beyond that. The number of so-called riots we plan will continue to be zero. I leave you with a quote from Thomas Paine. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Producer. You know, the only about our forefathers, and I don't think there's a time we can hearken back to myself that I would have to, I'm gonna have to send him some of Mike Gaddy's classes. Other than that, I'm very pleased to see people that are, you know, standing up against something. I mean, I remember talking about this before the COVID thing when they were having drag shows, all ages drag shows at the Mile High Comics in Denver, and people were out there protesting. So this thing was already started then, and it like you said, in every town there's this network. And what's the scariest part about it is the cops and the FBI guy all on this human rights network thing. It's just like you said, it seems to be they're creating a new Stasi, and they want to criminalize thought. You know, they want to criminalize hate. They want to make thought hate, you know, and I think that bodes very poorly for the near future.
Yeah, that's what I've exposed here in North Idaho, is that this mechanism they've created is a microcosm of what's happening all over the nation. So you need to, people can identify it. They just have to start looking. And so hopefully what I'm exposing, people can use that as a way for them to look in their community and find the same network, the same structure, and expose it, because we have to. I don't have any words. It's just terrible, you know. This is horrible what's going on here. So, you know, if they get away with this, like I said, we're next, you're next.
Absolutely. Yep. In fact, I don't know about where they're doing it to us now with, you know, like you said, canceling people's bank accounts and stuff. They, if what we had to say didn't make a difference, they wouldn't try to silence us, you know.
They didn't want Thomas to give his speech that day because it would take away from the narrative. And look at what they did to him. I mean, they completely, you know, won the narrative that day for now. But I think that I'm praying that it's going to bite him in the ass, and I'm pretty sure it will. The way it's looking,
I hope you're right. We have to think strategically more along these lines, you know, and realize what the battle space is like now, because you pointed out how the media, quote unquote media, is having that big effect on local law enforcement and then these NGOs. You know, that's what we're up against. It's daunting to think about that, but I'm really glad that you're doing this, and I want to salute you for doing it. I'm doing what I can of it locally, but I see a lot of people like who want to do something. They're getting together, especially here in Travelers Rest, when we have the events at the Dixie Republic. So I've started to meet a lot of people who are very much like-minded, I'll say, and you know, that's encouraging too. And I'm really glad for RBN. I wouldn't have been doing that if I hadn't been for this. That's really made a big difference for me. And you guys, if you are listening to us, you know, go and do likewise. That's all I can say, if you're able. Yeah.
And if you're not, support RBN.
Absolutely.
Please send a donation if you can. I know they really need it right now.
Yeah.
They can go to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you have the number there where they can call in?
Yeah, I've got it here. I'll bring it up here. And you can also, if you want to remain an anonymous thought criminal, you can mail a check or money order. I'll have to go back to that, but it'll take me just a sec. Because the number for the donating is different for calling in. And if you would like to call in, first of all, I say that the number is 512-248-8252 for calls on the air. But if you are able, please, people, if you can help RBN, they really need your help. You can call the RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can also go to the website, and there's a yellow donate button, a PayPal there that you can use too if you use PayPal. And the number to donate is 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you could set up a monthly donation, that'd be awesome. And if you want need to remain anonymous, because, yeah, they're coming after people who support this like they did the truckers, then you can mail in your donation, either cash, check, or money order that's made payable to RBN. And the mailing address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I actually did that. I took a picture of it and sent it. I don't know if I should have put it up. I did that, mail some cash. And let me give you that number again, y'all. 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, yeah, we greatly appreciate it, folks. And, all right, Casey, this group Patriot Front, you know, how people had been saying, I don't know, I've heard it mentioned that they're quote-unquote feds, but your impression was that they just seem to be normal people. And I don't know, there's stuff we don't know always, but I don't want people to be as cowed into not standing up and doing something. You know, it's like, I know there are a lot of people out there who are, well, it's like they're mad as hell and they don't want to take it anymore, but don't know how to go about fighting back or what to do. I mean, it's like, I think not complying is the only thing that we just have to not go along with this agenda myself. And calling out, I heard Jeremy from Kentucky talk about speaking at the school board, and I don't think there should even be school boards, okay? But there is one, so I should call it out if I'm able, you know? I think I don't have to believe in it to call out the evil there. And that's where the FBI is, too. Just like you mentioned, I've seen this all around the country. That's who they're looking. People who don't want to go along with this. Traditional people, people who still believe in families, believe in God or whatever. You know, just that's who's targeted now. I mean, it's obvious. This is the USSA, I believe.
Yeah. And you know, whatever your feelings are about Patriot Front, they, you know, came out in court, they promote American values, strong, healthy families. There's no talk of violence or doing anything negative. They were just there to peacefully assemble and exercise their rights. And it, you know, that I wanted to say, I filmed the Pride in the Park event on June 11th, 2022, last year. And there were people there doing what Patriot Front was going to do. You had people there with signs on the edge of the event against it. You have people singing, churches there singing church songs, gospel songs. And we had, you know, people had flags there, like a long flagpole, like Patriot Front brought. There was someone had their own flag there on a long flagpole. You had a preacher was there with a megaphone preaching to them. And he was trespassed from the park. And I think he was also charged with a noise ordinance for having the megaphone. But at least he was able to do that. And, you know, Patriot Front didn't even get there. So it's very hypocritical that there could be other groups there doing these things that Patriot Front was going to do, yet Patriot Front gets charged and other people don't. So it's definitely a double standard. And honestly, I feel like, you know, they're definitely being targeted to bring about this endgame. And I see a lot of conservatives throwing Patriot Front under the bus, and I don't know. I just think that if we let this go, we're asking for trouble.
Yeah, I agree. And it, you know, I don't. What I was thinking is, man, this is not going to be some new Proud Boys, because if it was, it would be promoted the way that was. You know, that they come in and. If they don't create these groups, a lot of times they're going to try to take them over. And we've seen that happen. People is still, that's where the battle space is right now. That's what we are dealing with, you know, and it's fifth dimensional mimetic warfare going on. And it saddens me when a lot of our people are used, you know, in some music video just for that at least, well, I don't know, well, I won't say at least, what seems to be a bigger danger to them is groups like this that are actually trying to do something to have traditional values and things. When the COVID thing was going on, locally here, people were starting to organize. They wanted to create their own school, that they were going to have a pure blood school with, you know, no faxes allowed in the school. And it was going to be a business park and a church and a school all together. And people were planning for that. And then the war happened, the COVID ended, and, you know, it didn't have as much support. But there were a lot of people meeting there every week to try to do that. I had the organizer of that as a guest on Thought Crime Labs last year. And that's the kind of thing that I want to find. I want to see that. If you're doing that out there, let me know. I'd love to hear what you're trying to do back. You know, you can send an email. I have an email listed on the Thought Crime Live description show, because things like that need to be highlighted and emulated. And this thing with the records request, Casey, I mean, I have not been able to follow through with that myself, but that's another thing that people can do. Want to talk about that?
We can talk about that a little bit too, if you want. I know we have a break here, but we can talk about records requests too.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, hey, we'll have a call or two. We'll get to when we get back. I'll take the caller right after the break. And just go ahead and mention how your Substack and how they can find that again before we go.
Yeah, and if people want to see some of these videos I filmed of Patriot Front at the Kootenai County Courthouse, you can go to my Twitter. That's @Casey_Whalen, WHALEN, Casey_Whalen, and you can see some of those videos from outside the courtroom. I actually confronted our local city prosecutor, Wes Summerton, because he was sent a report from an organization called Task Force Butler. He was sent a report called Project Blacklisted, and it informed prosecutors how to charge Patriot Front members at a state level and a federal level.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
I play checkers. I'm sick of checkers. I'm sick of pain.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
You're listening to Thought Crime Live on RBN, and let me toss back to you one more time before we go to the caller, Casey. Is there something else you wanted to mention there?
What was that we were going to talk about there?
Let's go to the caller. That's great. We got Bruce in Texas. Hey, Bruce,
got
thanks
too much
for the call.
In my head.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm coming through. Okay.
Howdy. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hey, good
what's
morning.
On your mind, sir?
Yeah, great guest there. We need more citizen journalism, that's for sure, because we sure don't get it through the traditional means there. And, you know, I was kind of halfway aware what happened with the Patriot Front and all this, but this really sheds a lot of light. And it's no big surprise, really, the prosecutorial misconduct that goes on. And, you know, back in 9/11, in the wake of 9/11, and we had the Patriot Act and then the fusion centers, and you know, some of us tried to say, look, one of these days they're going to turn that whole apparatus on you. But you know, we tend sometimes to be short-sighted, and a lot of people kind of scoffed at that. But I guess now we can say that it actually came to pass, didn't it?
I agree. Yeah, people were saying that. Go ahead, Casey, sorry.
Yeah, in spades. Absolutely. Yep. I mean... Just from my personal experience, like I said, I was disseminated through the Washington State Fusion Center, and I found that out that I was by doing a public record request. If you go to the Homeland Security website, you can look up your fusion centers, and some of the fusion centers will list their email address for what's called their intake. And so you take that email address, and then you just do a public record request for your name through that email address, and you can find out if you're being disseminated through the fusion center in your state. It's very actually easy to do. And at least in Idaho and Washington, the fusion centers are run by, drum roll, the state police.
Yes, they're a little state level Stasi. That's one of the goals of 9/11, I think, was to link all that together, because they kept saying, oh, if we'd only known more, you know, if we could only watch these guys closer, they never would have got them planes. It's like, yeah, that's and the TSA thing, it's always more tyranny. And that's coming to fruition now, just like you said, Bruce. We said that one of these days you're going to be the terrorist. You know, it's like maybe there are terrorists out there, but most of them are created by us anyway. You know, our CIA, that's what we were fighting then, and nobody wanted to hear it. Now it's like Farron used to say, it's in your face, isn't it, Bruce?
Yeah, that's true. And I looked up here, you know, I Googled Thomas Rousseau, and, you know, it's all like an entire page of ADL, SPLC copy-paste, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
It's really amazing. And he's a white, quote-unquote, white supremacist, neo-Nazi. Has he ever, you know, I know white supremacy is kind of like a big term, and one side can use it to defame the other. Has he ever described himself as a white supremacist, or gone marching around in a costume with, you know, doing the Hitler salute and all this? I don't think so, but can you confirm that, if that's not the case?
Well, I don't know a whole lot, honestly, about the backstory. I know a little bit came out in court that, you know, essentially there was the group called Vanguard America, which I think Thomas had some hand in, but he went on to I think the Patriot Front organization was created after that in some way, shape, or form. So they're trying to say it's the same group, essentially. But there's no, they don't talk about, there's no supremacy, there's no, they're just promoting, there's young men, very regimented, and they say that they're doing what they're doing, the way they're doing, so that they're a spectacle, so that people remember what they're doing, and then they're promoting American ideals, and then they're helping communities, during emergencies. So honestly, though, I just think it's important to just look at the facts. Honestly, there may be some other backstory that they're trying to twist it a little bit.
Can you hold me through the break?
Stay through the break, Bruce. We'll be right back, y'all.
I am a white destroyer, for I will show you silver and gold, and I will bring treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover, and I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar, and I will show you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, There's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Criminals, you're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network, and J.C. Wayland is my guest today, and we're talking with Bruce in Texas. Bruce, go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you. And, yeah, I'll close up here. You got another caller on the line. I'd like to let him get on there. Yeah, I'm just looking here at the splccenter.org, and Thomas Ryan Rosso, you know, I'm not going to quote him, because they say he's a white supremacist, but he began writing his political beliefs or his resistance when he was in high school. And he looks like, you know, the demonstrations, I see red, white, and blue. I see young men, they look fit. They look, you know, quote-unquote clean, you know. So, hey, you know, I'm going to take them at their image and what they've done. I think they're, you know, they're on the up and up at this point, you know. Your guest mentioned earlier something about, you know, infiltrators or cut out groups that kind of maybe hijack our movement. And I want to caution everybody against that. You know, that's what I do, is I take at least take a little bit of time to research who these people are before you're going to have them on the air, or before you're going to even promote them or jump in with them. You could be jumping into a pot of boiling water. You know what I'm saying? If you notice that these guys, you know, that they're actually, it's a clown show, and they got a sketchy background, and they're going over the top with their symbolism. And, you know, if the people that they're protesting against seem to be happy that they're there, and there's pre-written legislation already on the table that gets kicked off by this, by giving it a pretext, basically a PR show, I would be very cautious, and I think it's also the duty of citizen journalists to investigate that. And that's my two cents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bruce and I, thanks for the call. Go ahead, Casey. Look, what happened at Charlottesville was just, you know, we have to have a different strategy if you're a pro-white, pro-liberty person to, and you know, they were standing up for the same Bolshevik things that are going on here with the taking down our statues and renaming our streets and bases and stuff. It's all part of the same dialectic and the same plan. But I don't know these guys, but you do, and I have, I respect your opinion, and I didn't see anything that they could go after him for. I mean, people on their own, their personal opinions, now that might be different,
I wouldn't refer to Charlotte, though. Just so you know, I wouldn't refer to Charlotte. I was referring to an incident in Florida there.
Okay.
More recent. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. You're talking about some pushing the envelope more. You know, people like there's one called Blood Tribe that I heard talk about what they're doing on a show, and I don't know them either. It's like the contrast
Adam
between.
Walken. You got the Adam Walken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It really hooked some guys. And their lives are ruined because of that. And you got that Goyim TV guy, he's an actor in the past, drug addict. I mean, come on, use some common sense. That's all I got to say.
Well, I'm not going to call them out for anything that I don't know about, but, I do appreciate people trying to...
It's on the table. You can look at it if you want. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Bruce. Yeah, I appreciate it. People are willing to say something anyway. So many people are cowed these days that we just sit and take it so much. And these, I'm not going to call people out, but I'm not going to call for any violence or anything illegal. That's the main thing. But other than that, I am a thought criminal, man. I don't know these people. I don't know their story, but, I have a pretty checkered past myself, but I'm in plain sight. I've been hiding in plain sight for a long time, and I just finally started to speak up again. Well, Casey, that's they've heard these people referred to as quote unquote U-Haul Nazis, which is ridiculous, because I will say that I saw the video you took and the stuff, I didn't see any SWAT. They were just American flags. They seemed to be too tied to the Constitution and that our good old American founders for my taste. But I appreciate that they're standing up against this tyranny. That's the bottom line. And I wasn't trying to so much promote them as to promote the thought crime that they're committing by speaking up and calling out that the emperor not only has no clothes, but he's as evil as General Butt Naked was in Liberia. And that's an important thing for us to do. And if anyone else would like to call, we do have another call. Dan in Washington. Hi, Dan. Thanks for the call, sir.
It's funny you bring that up. Thanks for taking the call. General Butt Naked, remember, he converted to Christianity. So
he did.
Watch that.
They say. So that's what they say. I saw that. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
The thing is, whether someone's a Fed or not, you do have to investigate them. But a lot of people, anyone who does street activism, they get called a Fed. And the bottom line is, nothing that these guys were really doing was illegal. Same with Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a legal protest. So some people... they want to pick everything apart, and I think Charlottesville was a great thing. I think National Justice Party, I think they're picking better things to protest as far as just sticking up for white people or white people who are victims of violent crime, that kind of injustice where, they don't get the guy in a Wisconsin didn't get hate crimes charges because he's black, for running over 60 white people. But no, I think you're doing a good job. And it's clear that Antifa works with the system and the FBI, because the double standard of going after Patriot Front or these people compared to Antifa just burning down the city, it's ridiculous. And I think a lot of people can see this, so I think you're going to have a lot of support from people.
I had the impression that the local law enforcement had got the bug in their ear that it was Antifa might do something and that they were going to be there too. So Casey,
Yeah, that's what they were prepared for. They were prepared for something, you know, for sure. They had a sorry about the noise. They had a bear cat out there at the courthouse. They were all dressed in full battle rattle. I mean, they were ready for something. But they did say in court that, you know, they had no idea about Patriot Front until it was reported, and then they literally were pulled over within minutes of it being called into 911.
That area, I'm familiar with that area, and that's the kind of area where they like do terrorist drills in elementary school to like shock, scare the kids. Because you had Randy Weaver and all that stuff back in the 80s, and I think after that, there's so many feds and undercover. There's a lot of undercover Zionists there, too. I mean, all these evangelical Christians being funded by Israel and stuff are there. It's a creepy place, really. You get a weird mix of people. You do. You get a weird mix of people up there.
Well, I mean, Richard Butler was from California. You know, he was doing the cake, you know, the KKK, right. The white supremacy thing up here. And so that even seems like there's more to that story. That's something we're kind of researching, and that, you know, honestly feels contrived to some degree, honestly. And so it feels like this area is sort of like home to help implement this tyranny across the nation. Like, this place is being used, I feel like, and especially after exposing this network and the people that are part of this network were part of, you know, the Richard Butler saga. They started a lot of these same networks, these human rights networks that we're dealing with today. So honestly, yeah. I feel like behind the scenes there's more going on here.
Oh yeah, I've seen more kind of rabbis and stuff in Spokane that I've ever seen in my life. And I was at the department store there, and the lady helping me was just looked like a nice white lady, but she started saying, "Oy vey, that shirt doesn't fit," you know. And it's like, No, it's you got to watch out around there. I you know, people have a right to be pro-white, but I think the people, basically they're Jewish supremacists or Zionists, Zio-Christians, all these people have, and there used to be a sheriff there called Ozzy. I forgot his other name. Yeah, and that guy was like, yeah, and he was like a hardcore police state kind of Zionist Christian type, or
local law. If your local law enforcement is getting a vacation to train in Israel, I mean, I would be concerned. And that happened a lot after 9/11. You know, it's horrifying to see what's really going on when we look at the things. It's being weaponized all across the country. These groups. There's one. At Furman University, Frederick Blackburn of Blackburn 9 talks about Appalachian State. That's where, about the time, I guess it was, maybe it was near 9/11, they seeded all these universities, because that, like that Patriot bill where the fusion centers were created and everything, this is when they were building this infrastructure then, and now it's being turned on. They built this big system, and they're now just turning it on and taking its mask off, and we're the ones that are next, Dan. You know that. They're coming after us.
Yeah, they got one of those big fusion centers up there in northern Idaho, and I mean, as soon as they switch from like Islamist terrorists to white supremacist terrorists, that will be the heart of it, because I think that's kind of maybe what they're trying to do, basically.
They're using the white nationalist label, you know, and essentially that's, I think, a tongue-in-cheek way of attacking Christianity and white people in the same label, essentially, you know. So I feel like they're shifting more to that. And that's, they're trying to label Patriot Front as white nationalists, you know, and it's just all BS.
Someone needs to stand up and say, even if they are, white nationals have political rights. You got a right to protest. You got a right for free speech. And they make it seem like you're guilty as char. It's not a crime to begin with. So, yeah, they're being treated like criminals for nothing.
Conspiracy to riot. It's just literally going back and setting them up like that, you know. Just, and if you're white, you're right. That they go against that. And they want to paint us in as bad a light as possible. That's the goal of what they're doing, more than it is just the power right at this point. They want to paint us in as bad a light as possible. And you know, I don't know. That's the only way to fight back, I think, is to stand up and not succumb to it. I don't know. It just seems futile sometimes with what's arrayed against us. But I really appreciate, you know, fighting back. That's why I'm doing this. Go ahead, Dan. Let me go back to you. I just wanted to say that.
No. I appreciate the show, and I will follow this. And it's so hypocritical to say that white people are the only group in this country that don't have a right. If Mexicans were going to stage a big protest in Spokane, they would get police protection. If and Zionism, you know, Israel, all the pro-Israel people. I mean, white people are basically an oppressed group. And anyway, let's keep up the good work. And it's good to expose all these connections with the FBI, because I know Antifa has connections, you know, with all these people. So there's just no way they could get away with what they got away with before, and you know, without having state support, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks a lot for the call, Dan. I appreciate it.
Thanks
it's a crime to
call.
Be white these days, isn't it? Yep. It's like, but, you know, these people, I have seen, I think I did see all white people so far that I've seen on their organization. But, you know, so what? It's like the Proud Boys had to be, you know, they had to be, I think they were from the beginning, you know, and then led by that. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But the fact that it was promoted and stuff, and this seems more organic to me anyway. I'm no expert. I don't know. I'm not going to claim something I don't know. And I am constantly looking around when I meet new people, or, you know, I'm wary of people until I can, you know, get to know them a little bit better. I've met a lot of new people. I'm glad to meet smart people like that are fighting back and that I can learn from. That's the main thing I'm doing this for. You know, I'm learning from you guys, and you know what you're doing with the video thing, Casey. Other people, I think, could emulate that. I haven't done any video, but having a camera and being able to record things. I mean, the cell phone camera even is a weapon now in this war. So, you know, the memes are weapons, and these are the battles we're fighting. That's just the sad fact of what's going on now. That's what it has devolved to, with the cybernetics and the data mining and all that stuff. That's how they're planning their ops against us. You know, we have to think like a David and Goliath thing. You know, that's this big behemoth that's doing that, and we have to hit the sore spot, or the, like you said, trying to be a spectacle to stimulate people to think. You know, that seems like the best approach to me. I do appreciate where he said that. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, that's why they dress and they're regimented like they are, and it's so it sticks out in people's minds. But another thing I wanted to mention about this trial is that Thomas Rousseau actually had a motion to compel trial the same time as the other five were in their jury trial, and I was not in on that trial, but essentially the judge granted Thomas Rousseau a motion to compel the state to show the phones that they were taken by the Coeur d'Alene Police Department. And since that happened, the state has not complied. And the judge has warned the state that they could be found guilty of breaking the law.
Okay, last break, y'all. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Welcome back, Thought Criminals. I've been talking with Casey Whalen this morning, and we've been talking mostly about Patriot Front. And let me turn it back over to you, Casey, before we sign off here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Stephen. I appreciate it. So what's going on next with the Patriot Front trial is that Thomas Rousseau is going to have a motion to compel trial a week from this Tuesday. And I was granted permission to film the court trial for him. So I'll be filming this from here on out, if I can. I was actually asked to testify for Thomas Rousseau during the jury trial, so I'll be testifying if the case makes it that far, but I will also be documenting it, and the videos will be on my Twitter, which is Casey_Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. They will also be on my Rumble channel, which is North Idaho Exposed. That's North Idaho Exposed on Rumble. And also, my Substack is caseywhalen.substack.com, and I'll be probably putting out maybe some articles there if that happens. But definitely going to be putting out videos and, I guess, testifying. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens a week from Tuesday, because as I just said, you know, the judge was berating the state essentially. About what's going on with this chain of custody and these cell phones and the possibility of maybe some Brady violations, that the prosecution was given information off of these phones, possibly, and the defense was not. So this story could get very interesting very fast.
Okay, and a Brady violation is exculpatory evidence, isn't it? Is that what that refers to? Yeah, that they have evidence that proves, kind of like the video of the missile hitting the Pentagon that we can't see, that was, but it just, they've been redacting things like that since then, and now, yeah, it's very frustrating. I'm glad
even like the best. I know a couple of the lawyers for the defense were not given Project Blacklisted. That's the report by Task Force Butler that was given to the prosecution that specifically outlines state law and federal law that this group Task Force Butler thinks that Patriot Front could be charged with. So I actually got the emails from the prosecutor's office, being given this Project Blacklisted report by the CEO of Task Force Butler, Christopher Goldsmith, and the lawyers that are, well, the Patriot Front is extremely aware of Christopher Goldsmith. I suggest people go to look up Task Force Butler and just do a little dive on that. You'll find out Christopher Goldsmith is a shill for MSNBC, essentially. And so they're trying to create these dossiers to charge Patriot Front. And this is, I think they're dangerous, because what they're doing will be mimicked to go after you next. And this is another very interesting story there.
Yeah, I agree. If they get away with this, we're next. And hey, we're next anyway, you know, even if we stand up. But, you know, since you're going to be next, you may as well stand up. Just stand, y'all. That's kind of what I want to say to people. You know, it's an individual choice what you can do, but, you know, don't take it anymore, you guys. Don't comply wherever you can disengage. It's just, it is strange days. And hey, thanks again for joining me, Casey, on Thought Crime Live. And y'all remember, a thought crime a day helps keep tyranny at bay. Stay tuned for Paul Edward Stevenson.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.